From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. The University of Alabama launched its first black student-led magazine this semester. It's called 1956. It's focused on issues UA's minority students face on campus and in everyday life. It features stories ranging from the Black Lives Matter movement to lighter fare, like favorite hobbies during quarantine. WBHM's Jenna Pierre reports.
The Crimson White has been UA's most notable student news publication since the late 1800s. Its first known female editor was in the early 1940s, but it wasn't until 2000 that it got its first black editor. Tiana Tate worked with the paper over the summer. She says editors have tried to make content more diverse and inclusive. But as a black woman, Tate says when she reads The Crimson White, she doesn't feel represented.
There's still a void that didn't really allow black students to truly have a voice on campus and to share their experiences while also gaining experience.
Tate brought the idea of a black magazine to the Office of Student Media. The second-year news media major got the green light from university officials and hit the ground running in August as editor-in-chief. She chose the name 1956 because the year has prominent meaning to UA's history.
1956 is the year that author Lucy Foster was officially allowed to enroll at the University of Alabama.
Lucy Foster already had an English degree from Miles College in Fairfield, but she wanted a second degree. It took a court order to get her admitted to UA, and a few days after she started classes, riots broke out on campus.
I really wanted the title of the magazine to connect to the history of black students at the University of Alabama. I felt like she really paved the way for black students to attend UA.
As editor-in-chief of the new online publication, Tiana Tate is giving black students their own platform to be heard and gain professional experience. Tate says she draws inspiration from publications she grew up with, like Essence and Jet magazines. There are sections for local and national news, lifestyle, fashion, and more. She says the main goal is to educate students of all backgrounds on important issues.
I hope that the majority, despite their race or their background, will just come away more culturally aware and more informed about social issues that are going on, not only in the country, but outside of the country. And I also hope they come away empowered and motivated to enact change in their community.
With the police killing of George Floyd and other black people this year, Tate says 1956 is needed now more than ever. In late August, Alabama football coach Nick Saban led a Black Lives Matter protest on UA's campus.
I felt like it was something that was great to include in the magazine because it really showed the initiative that our students took and our student athletes took to make sure that students are represented on campus and that they push and advocate for racial equality, which is definitely a great step in the right direction in terms of students at UA being more involved and being activists for a cause.
With two editions now under her belt, the creator of 1956 has received a lot of positive feedback. The magazine has a staff of nearly 50 students of various races. Editors receive a stipend from the university. Tate has high hopes for the magazine and believes it can help break barriers for black students on campus.
I hope that 1956 continues to grow and become even larger, even after I graduate from the University of Alabama, which is the main reason why 1956 was named after in a historical event, because I feel like by connecting it to UA's history and also the history of black students at UA, the magazine can continue to flourish and grow and remain relevant for our students.
Tate calls the magazine a game changer for the University of Alabama. She hopes 1956 will push other universities to give underrepresented black students a voice as well. Jenna Pierre, WBHM.